Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
To Kerry now, and a body has been exhumed and reburied at a cemetery in Listowel after the burial took place in the wrong grave. Anne Lucy, journalist in Kerry, joins me now with more details. How did this error happen? Who's responsible, Anne?
Well, apparently it's the council who are responsible, and what we understand is that they sold the same plots twice. The error, if you can call it that, there's considerable upset about this, Mary, in North Kerry, and I believe I've been talking to somebody who's close to the families, and I believe the families have been very upset by it too. Now, apparently what happened was that a woman who died in January was buried in a plot in the St. John Paul II Cemetery in Listowel, but it transpires that she was buried alongside another woman who had died early last year and whose grave is one of three plots. When the woman who died next year, or last year rather, I beg your pardon, when her husband visited the grave sort of 2.5-3 weeks ago, he discovered a person had been buried alongside that of his wife. And that's how it emerged. So on Friday last, the woman buried, shall we say, in the wrong plot, was exhumed and buried elsewhere in the cemetery.
And this exhumation and reburial, that had to be carried out, had it, by Kerry County Council?
Yes, this all had to be carried out by Kerry County Council, and the reburial take place within 48 hours under the Local Government and Sanitary Services Act. And the story emerged on local radio this morning. Now, initially, the council said they were not going to comment on it, and this was at the request of the families, the council said, and out of sensitivity towards them. But what is emerging now is that there is some disquiet at the way the matter was handled by the council. First of all, in putting their hands up straight away, and also in sort of, you know, reassuring the public. The public are quite upset at what has happened as well. So now the council have come out with an additional statement, and they're saying that they're going to carry out a review of procedures to ensure that this does not happen again, and that they have apologised to both families involved.
Does it appear, Anne, that they sold the same plot twice?
This is what it appears, and it hasn't been denied. It is understood that it was, I don't know what you would call it, Mary, would you call it a clerical? I don't know, I'm not certain what you would call it, but it is apparently it was sold twice. And, I mean, there are a number of sort of parties involved in this, you know, who are apparently pretty upset by all of this, and they would include undertakers and grave diggers as well, who are not responsible at all for any of it. And this is what has happened. I think just there are 154 cemeteries, it has to be remembered, in Kerry, public cemeteries, that is. There are private ones as well, and they're all managed by Kerry County Council, and the plots are sold. When a person dies, I don't believe you can actually buy a plot ahead, but it's when a member of your family dies, you can then get a family plot organised. Mm-hmm. And this is what happened in the start of, I think it was March 2019.
So in this case, one family would have bought two or three plots together.
They bought three plots. That's it. Yeah. But the person who died a few weeks ago was actually buried in one of those plots.
I see, leading to all of this. Has there been an apology from the council for the mix-up?
Well, we've been trying to ascertain that all day. Now, this evening there is a statement out from the council. Initially, I was told there hadn't been. And if there is an apology, it was probably only made today, is my understanding. But the council now confirm that a formal apology has been made, and that they have been liaising with the families. But there's still some disquiet, Mary, and especially in Listowel and up around North Kerry, you know, the people have been upset. Now, I've been speaking to people who'd be well respected people in the town, and they are pretty upset about it.
Okay, well, Anne, thank you very much for bringing the story to us. That's Anne Lucy there reporting from Kerry. After